So again, Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, not a state, but 46 states begin their new fiscal years tomorrow, and a handful haven't settled on their budgets. In Illinois, that means some state workers could go without pay, state services could be disrupted. In the past, when budgets haven't been settled, New Jersey shut down casinos, Pennsylvania shut down highway rest stops. There is some good news. For the most part, most other states are doing well after struggling through the Great Recession. So we thought this could be a good time to get an overview with Brian Sigrets, Director of State Fiscal Studies for the National Association of State Budget Officers. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So let's start with a roundup. Pennsylvania, Illinois, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Massachusetts haven't settled on budgets for the coming year. Talk about Wisconsin first.
Wisconsin has a couple different issues they're facing right now. One has to deal with transportation funding, which has been an issue for several states this year. Different governors and legislators have looked at increasing transportation spending this year after not investing in it too much during the downturn. Wisconsin is also dealing with an issue kind of more unique to itself right now, looking at possibly building a new basketball arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. So there's a couple different issues kind of holding up Wisconsin's budget as we speak.
Even though it's a pretty red-led state. You've got the Republican Governor Scott Walker, a Republican legislature, but Walker wants to borrow money for some of the road projects and for that new arena for the Bucks. And so it sounds like that's an intra-Republican division.
Yes, I'd say so right now.
Yeah.
Some of the states that haven't finished budgets are one party, but a lot of the states that haven't finished budgets are two different parties where the governor and legislature split control.
Right. Let's look at Illinois and New Jersey. There's a fight over money for state pensions, a huge issue for a lot of states. So what are states up against when it comes to that?
Yeah, a lot of states have made significant pension reforms since the downturn. We have about 40 states that have made pension reforms in one form or another since the recession, looking at things like increasing retirement age, increasing employer contributions. But that's not to say that states have solved the pension underfunding issue. States continue to have to deal with it. Illinois and New Jersey are two states that have had some of the largest underfunding amounts, so they're starting to try to address it now. Illinois looked at it a year or two ago, but the court kind of threw out the settlement that they had done. New Jersey started to debate the issue of how much to put into their pensions to make up for some of the underfunding that occurred in years past.
Yeah, and so meantime in New Jersey, you've got a Democratic legislature and a Republican governor, Chris Christie, and in Illinois, you've got a Republican governor, Bruce Rauner, and a Democratic legislature. He wants things he calls structural changes, maybe property tax freeze, before he goes along with the Democratic tax proposal to pay for teacher pensions there. And we've talked about these splits. There are some, but in Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, it's also a fight between two parties, a Democratic governor and Republican legislatures. And this is over raising taxes?
Yes, that's part of the issue. Pennsylvania is partly related to taxes. It's related to how much to increase education funding. Pennsylvania is also dealing with looking at privatizing their liquor stores, as I mentioned, dealing with pensions. New Hampshire, it's dealing with funding levels. Is the budget appropriately funded? And also looking at whether or not to cut some business taxes is part of the disagreement up there.
What about Republican governors who agreed to tax hikes? You've got Governor Sam Brown back in Kansas agreeing to an increase in the cigarette sales tax, and then Bobby Jindal in Louisiana who went along with a cigarette sales tax increase as well, but still managed to hold his no tax increase pledge.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year regarding taxes. I say, the past couple of years, we've seen more of a movement to cut taxes. This year, we're still seeing more of an emphasis on cutting taxes, some discussion about reducing personal income taxes while increasing things like sales tax and cigarette taxes. But there have been some states that have done tax increases or are considering tax increases. Nevada did one to partly increase education funding. Kansas increased their sales and cigarette taxes after dealing with some declines in their revenues there. There is a willingness a lot of states now to consider tax increases, but I think the overall sense is that more states are still looking at tax reductions instead of tax increases.
Well, you recently released a fiscal survey of states that shows states which are spending more are putting that money towards education not transportation improvements, even though that's been the call, although education certainly needs funding. So give us an overall look.
States are doing okay. They're not back to the levels where they were before the downturn in a lot of instances. But for the most part, states are doing okay. It's just a matter that it's been slow growth. It's been steady growth. We haven't seen a boom like we did coming out of some recession. So states are still facing increasing spending demands, relatively slow revenue growth. So they continue to have to make tough choices.
Yeah. That's Brian Sigrets, a director of state fiscal studies for the National Association of State Budget Officers, with sort of a Polaroid there, a photo of the status of states. Brian, thank you.
My pleasure.